The lesson from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, 'Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, 'He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "It is written again, 'You shall not tempt the Lord your God.'" Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. This is the word of God. Satan wants you. Satan wanted Jesus, but Jesus withstood his temptations. Now Satan wants you. He comes subtly, sneakily, stealthily. He knows where to find you, and he knows your weaknesses. Jesus suffered your temptations and even greater temptations from Satan. Satan tempted him to use his divine powers and abandon the plan to save mankind so that Jesus could spare himself from the human pains of crucifixion and the divine punishment for sin that he would face in his suffering and death for us. But Jesus was willing to suffer. It was his will, and he wanted to suffer and die for us because he is the God who makes and redeems and restores mankind. He does that through his all-powerful word, as he demonstrates in this text. He uses that word and says, "It is written," and the devil must yield. We too can use that word to drive away the devil. We can remind him that we are baptized and belong to Christ. Our sins are covered and forgiven. Satan can no longer truly accuse us. But do we cling to that word? Do we hold on to it and treasure it as we should? Certainly not. Here too is our sin and our weakness, and the devil will try to take advantage of it. We often trust in ourselves that we are good people. Or maybe we give in to that temptation just one more time. Or we simply become lazy. Jesus pays for those sins as well, using the Word of God and fulfilling the Word of God for us. We can see that even from what Jesus does here in this chapter. Satan tempted Jesus to turn the stones into bread. And when Jesus says, "It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God," he is speaking for himself and for us, saying, "I will give my people daily bread, and I will give them myself as the bread of life." Satan's first temptation has no power. Satan tells Jesus to jump from the temple. Jesus says, "It is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God," and thus withstands that second temptation. And Jesus does send his protecting angels for us when we go astray, when we endanger ourselves and others. As we learn to pray in the morning prayer, "Let your holy angel be with me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me." Satan says, "Fall down and worship me. I will give you all the kingdoms of the world." Jesus will not bow down to Satan, but says, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Jesus knows that all these kingdoms are his already. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords, And he lays claim on us who follow him and believe in him. And Jesus says of us, I will give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. We long for miracle bread. We jump into danger sometimes. We bow down to other gods. Jesus intercedes for us and intervenes for us. Away with you, Satan. It is written, and Satan must leave. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ, who was tempted by the devil but defeated him for us. That same Jesus protects us with his holy angels and sends his Holy Spirit to keep and preserve us in true faith unto everlasting life. It is written, Amen. Let us join in our canticle hymn.
Deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom. day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doing, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. And the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.